Sunday, April 28th, Combined Morning Prayers. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, King of love, I put my trust in thy merciful goodness. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered on the Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. And our morning offering. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you all my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day, for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all my associates, and for the general intention recommended this month by the Holy Father. Amen. And now in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And a prayer to our guardian angel, angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom his love entrusts me here. Ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. In a memorare, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And an act of contrition. O my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because of thy just punishment. But most of all, for having offended thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love, I firmly resolve with the help of thy grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Amen. And a prayer to Saint Michael. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And a prayer to Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph, you are the chaste and loving spouse of the Virgin Mary, the foster father of Jesus, the protector and provider of the Holy Family and all families. We have complete confidence in your loving care for new life and in your fidelity to the family. We commend our efforts to your prayers and protection. Help us always to defend the gift of human life, that it may grow to the abundance of eternal life, promised and bestowed on us by your Son, our brother Jesus Christ. And Saint Joseph, we pray for a happy death. Amen. And our daily consecration prayer. This is a prayer composed by Saint Maximian Kolbe and recited daily by Pope Saint John Paul the Great. Immaculate Conception, Mary, my mother, live in me, act in me, speak in and through me. Think your thoughts in my mind, love through my heart. Give me your dispositions and feelings. Teach, lead, and guide me to Jesus. Correct, enlighten, and expand my thoughts and behavior. Possess my soul, take over my entire personality and life. Replace it with yourself. Incline me to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in me and through me. Let me live in you and keep me in this union always. Amen. A prayer from St. John Cardinal Henry Newman. My God, you know infinitely better than I how little I love you. I would not love you at all except for your grace. It is your grace that has opened the eyes of my mind and enabled them to see your glory. It is your grace that has touched my heart and brought upon it the influence of what is so wonderfully beautiful and fair. O my God, whatever is nearer to me than you, things of this earth and things more naturally pleasing to me, will be sure to interrupt the sight of you unless your grace interferes. Keep my eyes, my ears, and my heart from any such miserable tyranny. Break my bonds, raise my heart. Keep my whole being fixed on you. Let me never lose sight of you. And while I gaze on you, let my love of you grow more and more every day. Amen. A prayer to the wounded shoulder of Jesus. O most loving Jesus, meek Lamb of God, I, a miserable sinner, salute and worship the most sacred wound of thy shoulder. Alone thou didst bear the heavy cross, which so tore thy flesh and laid bare thy bones, as to inflict on thee an anguish greater than any other wound on thy blessed body. I adore thee, O Jesus, most sorrowful. I praise and glorify thee and give thee thanks for this most secret painful wound, beseeching thee by the merit and pain of thy heavy cross to be merciful to me, a sinner, and to forgive me my mortal and venial sins, and lead me on toward heaven along the way of the cross. And that prayer to the wounded shoulder of Jesus was a prayer that from St. Bernard of Clairvaux, who asked Jesus, which was the greatest unrecorded suffering that our Lord had on this during his passion? And Jesus answered, I had on my shoulder while I bore my cross on the way of the sorrows a grievous wound which was more painful than the other wounds, which is not recorded by men. Honor this wound with devotion, and I will grant thee whatsoever thou dost ask through its virtue and merit. And in return to all those who venerate this wound, I will remit to them all their venial sins and will no longer remember their mortal sins. And now the prayer for souls in purgatory. Tradition holds that Jesus told St. Gertrude that 1,000 souls would be released from purgatory every time this prayer was said. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the Masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. And a prayer for the Pope. Almighty and everlasting God, have mercy upon thy servant Pope Francis, our Supreme Pontiff, and direct him according to thy loving kindness in the way of eternal salvation, that of thy gift he may ever desire that which is pleasing unto thee, and may accomplish it with all his might, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the good Lord bless you and the ones you love today and always. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, I trust in you.